Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Back Feed, the show after the show, where these idiots get to sit around an actual tabletop this week and ask me any questions that I may or may not have a response to. Today, I'm joined by everybody. Why don't you all say hi?
Hi.
Hello.
2 out of 5.
Hi.
Hello.
Rob is ignoring you.
Hello.
Cold shoulder. So, last time was the battle with the composite dragon creature. That was a very intense battle. Lots of things happened. Obviously, Zor got a killing blow, and then it came back to life, surprisingly, and I forget who got the final blow after that.
Skeletons.
The skeletons did, that's right. A skeletal army, I recall now, as you undid everything, or you brought them out from the bag. So, do you guys have any questions, either relating to last session or the session before?
I have a question, though. Did the dragon have any resistances or weaknesses?
So, that's the thing. The dragon was supposed to have resistances, but stupid me forgot halfway through the battle. So, I stopped counting them. That's why when you asked about, like, did anything seem like it was doing more damage? I forget the specific wording you used.
Yeah.
But nothing seemed to be doing more damage than anything else because I wasn't following the resistances.
Oh.
So I just said, fuck it. But yes, in stats-wise, it had resistances to bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing damage from non-magical sources. It had immunity to cold and poison. And it had, I believe, resistance to pretty much everything else except radiant.
It had resistance to everything except radiant damage?
Pretty much. I mean, it kind of took stuff from everything. So, I mean, it worked out in your guys' favor that I wasn't paying attention to it, so.
So, if I casted Feeble Mind on it, would it have worked?
If it failed its saving throw?
Yeah.
So, if it had failed its saving throw and went through all three of its legendary resistances, then yes, it would have worked.
I'm so upset I went after him.
Well, he would have just used a legendary resistance.
Yeah, but it would have been run out from everyone else. All his stuff reset right before my turn.
So legendary resistances are 3 per day. The legendary actions reset every round.
Okay.
So even at the end of the battle, I think he still had 1 or 2 resistances left because you guys weren't doing a lot of like saves.
Is the dragon dead?
I don't know.
Did we kill the dragon?
You killed the dragon twice.
You say that there's no resistances. I think it's resistant to death.
I mean, very clearly, it's undead. And it came back from undeath. You too. There was a symbol that came on the dragon when it was revived. And this was the symbol. So it was like a scythe behind 3 bars. Yeah. An elongated scythe with a crooked handle. Okay. Just to let you guys knit.
Could it possibly be that it's something to do with death that doesn't die?
The symbol?
Mm-hmm. Like the Reaper's Sight?
I mean, it obviously has something to do with death. What side of death, you don't know. You wouldn't really know.
It's clearly a farming tool. So, perhaps...
Dragon's a farmer.
We need to go to a farm.
Yeah.
So... The only logical explanation.
Of course, the only logical explanation.
All right. Where were the rest of the guards?
So a lot of them had been killed within the transformation or the first rounds of Dragon's Breath. Because the first 2 rounds it used Dragon Breath on civilians and stuff. Yeah. So a lot of them had been killed because of that. Or they had been crushed under the ceiling or what have you. Something like that. That's where a lot of the guards went. Because I did describe it. There was, I think, 4 or 5 guards that were visible, I think I said. But a lot of them had passed, except for Pope.
Okay.
What do you guys think of the battle?
I don't think it's over. It's never over!
You always think that.
Like, never over. It was actually very, very, I guess, surprising. I was surprised.
Which part? The whole thing? I thought it was revived.
Oh. I think the whole, this guy just comes out of the audience of the courtroom and just shows his true colors. And I'm like, okay, everything that we've ever talked about, now it's here and we're going to die.
Yeah, definitely came with a purpose.
Yeah.
Although it was, it probably, I mean, you guys remember that, like, when you first met with them, they were not necessarily too fond of the Emperor to begin with.
Yeah.
So, something obviously must have happened for that.
Killed them and put them back together, with the remaining parts.
I just feel like it's going to bug me all night.
What?
Until we find out that this dragon, he's not dead. He is totally not dead.
He is dead.
He just felt like a little bit, it just felt unfinished.
He is dead because he came back from the dead. So he, therefore.
He's undead.
Yeah.
But is he like a cat? Does he have 9 lives?
Yeah, he's going to undead again.
Is he going to undead again? I don't know. That's a good question.
You're already undead once.
He's got 10 death wards cast on him.
The question is, how many times can I do it? Or will I do it?
Now, do we get, what's it called? Null XP? And void? Is our trial null and void now because we slayed the dragon?
Mm-hmm. Could we get acquitted?
Yeah.
We were never on trial. Get early time? Just questioning.
You guys were like never. I guess we proved our point. What they were saying, what they were trying to do with the trial was basically see.
We weren't defendants, we were witnesses.
Yeah, they were seeing how truthful you guys are, essentially. They were challenging your character, not so much challenging what you were saying. Because they wanted to see, or not so much challenging, they wanted to see basically, like, if you were telling the truth and how trustworthy you guys are, because obviously some things have gotten back to them about you guys. They did their homework, and they weren't really sure if they could take you at your word. Which is partly why they also wanted to wait to use the orb. Because they didn't want to just, they wanted to hear it from your voices and your, they wanted to hear it basically from the horse's mouth and then compare it to what you saw because the orb would show exactly what you saw.
Mm-hmm. Seems to me like we could have just skipped a whole lot and just showed them the orb.
Yeah. Well, the orb, I didn't get to finish showing them everything. The dragon popped up before I showed them agony.
And technically, it's not necessarily done. You guys, it's up to you guys if you guys choose to go talk to Dovin Bahn.
Who's Dovin Bahn?
The main.
He's the Grand Arbiter.
Yeah. Really, thanks for leaving us to die. He's running away like that.
Yeah.
Do you think Finn's fate now is going to be in jeopardy? Because something tells me that we're possibly being spied on by Agony. Because why would they be at the court?
Well, I mean, Finn's fate has been...
Finn's not worried.
Finn's fate has been kind of like... has been like teeter-tottering for a while. But I mean, it's very clear Agony has been keeping an eye on you guys to begin with. Mainly because you've been dealing in, like, putting a thorn in Talasha, who was his underling. So,
okay,
he knows of you. Are you high on his priority list? No, not at all.
Just the 500,000 gold isn't too steep for him, I guess.
Well, if you were high on his priority list, he would come find you directly.
Fair enough.
Like you did with him. I like that you, the first half of the fight was pretty much like magic users and ranged users playground where they were getting the majority of the hits in, and then we had like a false sense of security, and then he came back, and then it became a melee fest. Like, it was nice to have like a
different.
It was like Taki-Con.
I was pretty weakened. I mean, I have to say, this is like one of the fights that I felt pretty useless for the majority of the fight. I really was.
Well, you got skipped over like
Twice.
No, it's just
once.
I truly don't remember. Useless on the fact that the thing kept moving around, and like Zora can run, but he's not really good with.
The only reason he would teleport was because somebody kept dropping a gorilla on its head.
Yeah. I wonder who that was.
If there was no giant gorilla, it would have casted more magic and done more damage. So it was either
gorilla.
It was either gorilla and mobility in the air, or lots and lots of magic.
Yeah, it was funny because
it was very fun though.
I think I told you afterwards, like after he went down, I had like an internalization. I was like, that seemed a little too easy. I don't know about that. And I'm like, I'm really surprised that Andy made this big boss fight and just made it be that easy.
And as he grins, he is not dead.
So when the dragon guy had that whole douchey monologue about like how blah, 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 and it announced the evil, did he say that he was going to kill us? Or did he just say that he was like, you're all going to feel the wrath of whatever, blah, 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 blah. Because I'm wondering, you know, were we a target or was somebody else a target? Because the Don is dead, and what if, like, the mass chaos is a cover-up for someone else's death? Like, who else is dead? I'm assuming there's, like, tons of families and children that are under these drawn-on boulders.
Yes.
Is Aldous's sister dead?
Aldous's sister, did she come?
Yep, everyone was in attendance.
Was Bartholomew there?
What happened to all
Bartholomew
these people?
Bartholomew was not there. I did not say Bartholomew showed up when you looked.
So did any of the NPCs die?
Julian's been dead. The Don did, and his guards.
Well, I mean like ones that other people were controlling.
Revivify.
Because I only know what people texted me, so. Like Twig and all them, they're all alive.
Everybody's alive currently.
Sundamar.
Well, he's not an NPC. He's
he did he's Sundamar almost did die. Yeah, he was like 45 feet up in the air. He got hit by a chain lightning.
Yeah, why did he get hit by chain lightning, Gio?
I think I remember Rob's last words. He is not a hero. He flies away.
Hold on, I texted you
when I got home. I was laying in bed. I'm like, make sure he flies away.
In Gio's defense. The only reason Sundamar got close was because the dragon fell and they believed he died.
Yes.
Yeah, we all
And died. Then it shot. Was revivified.
Okay.
So, in Geo's defense, that's why.
It was funny.
I guess I hate you less now.
So, to answer
your, so slightly.
To answer your question, his words were... you fools, you think you can stomp the Emperor. You think you can stop agony. Well, I have a message from the Emperor for this great republic.
Okay. So we weren't the target. It's just the republic
well,
in general.
Well, he said... It depends on how you break it down, because he said, you are fools, you think you can stomp the Emperor. So that could have been directed at you. Mm-hmm. And then the second part could have been directed to the republic. So it's kind
when
of
you say you fools.
We ask the dragon, excuse me, sir. Shh. We get shook by
the other from Dovin Von. Yeah. Shh. He's shush. Talking.
Shush. Yeah. Okay. That is my question.
Okay.
So let's all take a piss on the dragon. No, I'm just kidding.
I
want to try and chip away part of this
mm-hmm.
gem.
Oh, I forgot to give you guys XP. That's great.
Oh. You gotta double it because you revived him, remember?
That's not how that works.
We technically killed him twice.
Let's see. What is the dragon that I used?
Probably about 60,000 split four ways.
While you're trying to figure that out,
Five ways.
I found this website, and you can take any Magic the Gathering card and turn it into a blanket.
That's awesome.
How cool is that?
That is awesome.
I mean, you can do it with like a Pokemon card or whatever, Yu-Gi-Oh, any of that stuff.
You can make like Phantom Nashoba into a blanket.
Huh?
The Phantom Nashoba into a blanket? That'd be cool.
I guess.
I thought it'd be cool.
I do the Prophet of Crucifix.
No idea what either of you guys are talking about.
Magic. I'd make like Jigglypuff into a blanket because it's like puts you to sleep.
Something about like Snorlax.
There's Snorlax, yeah.
So I think what I'm going to call it, because it's CR, gave it a total of 13,000 XP. I think what I would call it is 15,000 because of the modifications and the extra zombies. So divide that by 5.
3,000.
And we have 3,000 apiece.
We have 23,602. Is that right?
No.
Whatever.
We're at 55,500.
Somebody's been not paying attention.
Holy mother of sweet Mary Agnes.
I've got 48,500.
Do we get any for the
Anyway, I had 52,500.
That's what I said.
So now we're at 55.
So the CR of the dragon alone was 13K.
What level is that?
And I said for the zombies and the modifications level to 10, the dragon, it'll be 15.
Is there any for the trial?
Sure, it's looped into the 15,000 because I was overly generous to begin with. Because I think those zombies are literally like maybe a couple hundred apiece.
I feel like we should get XP for everyone that died there. Don't you think?
We didn't kill them.
No.
I think if we get XP for everyone that we killed, we also get credit for killing everybody in the game. So then we're going to be enemy number one for being mass murderers.
you guys would be murder hobos.
Yeah. Yes.
No.
It's banned.
Has a minute passed in game since the initial collapse, pretty much? Like, could revivify out of the question for Don? Oops.
Sorry. Yeah, probably.
Shit.
He's still under a ton of rock. Like, literally a metric ton of rock.
Zor's pretty strong.
I'm almost dead. Just to let you know, I already fell on my knees once.
I could make a giant name.
No, he did. Somebody
you would
did
save
me.
The Don?
No.
He said he could.
I could, but I won't.
I was waiting for
just loot the Don's body. He's probably got stuff on him.
I actually have 1 HP.
Send him our code.
Oh, the ramifications of the Don dying. That'll be fun.
The real one?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, this is like is the head honcho guy. This isn't. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's not fake dad. This is
Don.
Big Papa.
This is
allegedly.
The Godfather.
So that'll be fun. All right. Well, any other questions for me? Besides the dragon alive?
He's alive.
I just gave you XP.
Is he dead?
I just gave you XP.
That means there's more to come.
He's
going to
refund
again.
It. He's gonna...
Is Simon here? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
No, Simon's not here.
Oh, wait. I have a question. Were there any highly trained guards or soldiers in this building during this fight? And if so, what were they doing?
So there were guards. So like I told Anthony earlier, there were guards in the room, but all of them pretty much perished either underneath the rocks or the first two rounds of breath weapon attacks that he used. Yeah. And he had barred the doors before his transformation. Remember, he killed the two guards, barred and locked the door to escape. And then transformed and all hell broke loose, so there was no way for guards to come in.
In real time, how long did that fight take? Less than 2 minutes?
Yeah. Probably.
Gorilla.
I mean, because 1 minute of combat is...
So maybe 10 rounds.
Yeah, 1 minute is 10 rounds. And then there was like a small, like... The main break of like all that time is going to be between like when he first fell and when he rose back up.
Isn't that crazy?
Like, to think about, yeah.
Like a dragon that's like spent its whole life amassing this power and it's all over like that.
Doesn't seem like that because it was like a 3 hour fight.
There you go.
Yeah.
But.
Ultimate cosmic power. Itty bitty death time.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm ready to go kick some more ass.
Are we gonna mount his head? Mansion or something, you said?
Oh, yeah. Zor said he wanted to chop his head off and drag it back.
Listen.
Oh, yeah, we gotta
get a bag of
in the bag of colding.
It's literally gems.
Oh, you want to put skeleton. It in your bag of holding and bring it back with us?
Can't we sell
them? Is the edible?
Worth something?
Just take them apart and sell them?
He's not edible.
Can I chew on the gem?
You tried.
I feel like we got to take some of those gems. They got to be worth something.
Can I harvest?
You guys are asking me questions about when the game actually starts.
Yes. Yes.
All right, let's get this game started. I want to harvest.
All right. Well, thank you all for joining us. We'll catch you all next week. Later.
Bye.